This is Marketplace Money from APM. Turning from women at work to work in general, you know those lists of best places to work or coolest companies? Sometimes those articles focus on salaries or stock options or perks like wellness programs or a great cafeteria. But even those details sometimes don't tell you what the culture is like inside a company, what employees' lives are like. We asked Jason Seiden to come on the show. He's the CEO of Ajax Workforce Marketing, and he looked at the LinkedIn profiles of 250 people who worked at celebrated companies, and he found that 80% of them had nothing to say about the places they worked. Hi, Jason. Thanks for coming on.
Pleasure to be here. Thanks for having me.
Why did you decide to look into this question of why employees maybe weren't talking about why their companies were so great to work for?
It's interesting. I've been watching this trend on social media where employees are out there, they're looking each other up, they're engaging online the same way we would engage at a bar. You know, hey, what's real? What's going on? And what I didn't see was I didn't see companies adapting to that. I saw them using the same old broadcast channels to get their message out. So that disconnect was what I wanted to explore.
Can you explain to me what you mean by broadcast?
Yeah. So once upon a time, if a company wanted to speak to the world, they would have to buy advertising, right? Or they'd have to have a press release picked up by journalists and carried out through a broadcast medium. Now, because of social media, we all broadcast. And as consumers of media, we can opt to listen in or not to what's coming at us. And as soon as the consumer has that ability to choose, if you're not offering me something of value, I can tune you out. That never used to exist back when we were growing up. You had a half a dozen TV stations, and then cable came, and eventually the internet came, and it gave people a little bit of flexibility. I could either go to your website or not. But now with social media, I don't have to listen to you at all. I can actually engage back. I can reach back out to you, engage you in a conversation. And if I don't like the way that you engage with me, we're just done.
What happens here? You know, you get a list, 25 best companies to work for. Let's say I'm looking for a job. How do I filter through all this stuff and find kind of the best reflection of what a company's like to work for?
So it's interesting. You know, the process that I would use is the same process that I might use to figure out what movie I'm going to watch on a Saturday night. And yes, I know the stakes are higher when you're talking about where you're going to work, but the process is much the same. You know, I might know of a movie because it was on a list, like the Academy Award-winning movies, which is going to give me some indication that that movie gets something right. But then the next thing I'm going to do is I'm going to call up friends. And I'm going to look at experts who, you know, critics whose opinions tend to reflect my own. And I'm going to get an opinion from those sources that hits a little bit closer to home. And so for job seekers who want to sift through the noise online, I recommend a similar process. You can look at these lists. You can look at what's coming through media about companies and say, oh, you know what? That company seems to be getting some stuff right. I'll put it on my short list of companies to investigate. And then when you want to investigate them, go to Glassdoor, see what real employees are saying. Go onto LinkedIn, see how employees are actually representing themselves. How many of those employees are loving their work enough to make the company's message part of their own? Go onto Facebook and post a note. Hey, I'm looking at company X. Who do we know in our network who works there who can give me an inside story? It's that easy now to do your due diligence and get that inside scoop on what a company's really going to be like.
Of course, there's always the idea that there are jerks on the internet, right? Someplace might be a great company to work for, but what if the social media voice you're hearing is 1 to 10 disgruntled employees who aren't reflective of a broader workforce?
That is often the case. And when the company says, look, we're going to create one message and we're going to push this message out through radio, through TV, through print, through the web, they have to make sure that they have a perfectly constructed message. And the process of controlling that message is going to alienate a lot of people. There are going to be folks in that organization who have something to say who won't have a voice in that controlled process. And some of those people will be disgruntled. Some of them will be actually quite passionate about the company. They just, for whatever reason, the company has chosen not to make them part of the broadcast process. Those are the people who have turned to social media and have started to represent the organizations they work for. So yes, there's disgruntled people, we all know that, but there's also passionate people who don't quite have the message. I think it's a mistake to assume that when we go online, we're going to be duped by disgruntled employees. When I work with employees and I work with consumers of information, they tend to be pretty savvy. They know that there's going to be voices out there who are unhappy.
Are there any keywords that you think people should sort of like focus in on when they see them?
Oh, I love that question. Whether we're talking about an individual or we're talking about a company, in our race to separate ourselves from the pack, we end up commoditizing ourselves so we all sound the same. You think about how most people talk about themselves as professionals. I'm a passionate, innovative problem solver with X number of years experience building high-functioning, dynamic
teams.
That's just
gobbledygook.
Right. I mean, like, you look, I don't even have to see you to know your eyes glazed over when I started saying that, right? So what you're looking for is you're looking for language that's real, that has an emotional quality. You don't have to look for it because you'll read it. It's like reading Hemingway or a great author. It's not that the words on the page are important. It's that contextually, you look at them, you're like, oh, you know what? I feel something. I know who this person is. I have a sense for what this company is. So that feeling that you're looking for, it's nothing that's going to get captured in keywords. Focus on the feeling you get when you're reading about this organization.
Jason Seiden is the CEO of Ajax Workforce Marketing. Thanks so much for talking with us.
Thanks for having me.